The Rock Glass Hotline and talk to our buddy Grant Morgan. Good morning, Grant.
What?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Man, great to talk to you. I know
we're adults.
I know we're stupid, Grant. I'm sorry. You know, you probably know that after talking with us every week of the football season. Yeah, it's. Hey, listen, we just want to catch up. We know it's a busy week for you. Very, very excited. Just wanted to sort of find out what's been happening. You know, maybe some of the teams you've been talking to, or just the process in general coming up with the draft Thursday night and expectations for the NFL.
Yeah. First off, it's fun to be able to talk to y'all again. I feel like it's football season. I feel like I'm talking to y'all every Tuesday.
So right, yeah.
Appreciate y'all having me. But, no, this process has been fun. It's been a different kind of process for me because I went from being the walk-on where no one really talked to me, no one called me, no one did anything. And now it's been interesting having teams call me and wanting me. And it's a weird feeling of being wanted on a football team, I guess you would say.
Right.
So it's been different, but it's been fun. I've enjoyed every bit of it. I'm super excited for this Thursday through Saturday and just being able to get an opportunity to hear my name being called, hopefully. And if not, if God's will is not that way, but just knowing where I'm going, knowing which team I'll be playing for, knowing which team city you're going to move to. And I'm just really excited for that.
Who is your agent and where have you been training, Grant?
So my agent's Chris Martin. He's based out of Chicago. And where I was training was in Tampa.
Okay.
So I was there all the way up until pro day. And then I was training with Cooper Performance, and he did a really good job. And then after that, I trained up here in Fayetteville so teams could come through and see me or talk to me easier so they knew I'd be here. And I was just training, doing his workouts still. He would send us workouts, and I would do them here. Honestly, when we want facilities, like Fayetteville has the best, or Arkansas has the best facilities around here. So
yeah,
it's good to be able to be here. But it's been good. A lot of teams have reached out. I'm excited to kind of see what goes on.
So for those that don't know, Grant, so when a few teams reach out to you, what are the kind of things they're asking you, or what are they communicating? How are they communicating with you?
Here the last couple of weeks, it's been more just kind of, just asking the normal questions. There's nothing really out of it. Everyone hears about those questions. They're like, what would you do if your mom did this? It's nothing like that at all. A lot of the guys that are reaching out to the coaches and the scouts, like it's really personal questions, like just like, what would you do if this happened to you? What kind of defense do you see yourself fitting into? So it's not like,
sure,
it's no one's getting their feelings hurt in these conversations, but it's fun to talk ball. That's how it's kind of been for me. But a lot of it's not been off the field problems for me. It's all been like associated with football and just asking, like, I've played in four different defenses. What do I see myself in the most? So it's stuff like that.
Grant, would you?
A lot of the teams. Go ahead.
Go ahead. A lot of the teams what?
A lot of the teams, they know what type of guy I am and know the aspects that I bring and what I would bring to a football team. So it's been an easy conversation.
Would you rather be drafted in a late round or have free agency where you have the chance to pick the team and the situation and the defense you'd like that maybe fits you best?
I'd rather be drafted in a late round.
Okay.
So I'd like to hear a childhood dream of mine. Sure. My name called.
You bet.
Yeah. So, and it's my draft grade is 4-7. And if it's not 4-7, obviously the bottom of my ceiling is I want to be one of the first, if not the first people called on the undrafted free agent, which that's what it's kind of looking to be if I don't get drafted. So I'm expecting good things. I'm hoping for it too, praying for it. But no, I'd like to hear my name called.
Yeah, makes sense.
It kind of stabilizes me in the future with the team as well, whichever team calls my name. So it'd be good for me in the future as well.
Well, the fact that your career, I mean, most teams will look and say, you know, maybe your measurables, you're not 6'5" or 6'4" and 250 and all that kind of thing, but you certainly have tape, you have
drive.
Everything. You obviously 6 years of college football to show what you can do, which I think is certainly valuable. I think teams probably look for that, especially these days, I would think.
Yeah, I think all that matters to them. And I think that the one thing that people don't realize, and like when I can finally get to talk to these teams and when I got to talk to them, I think they realize the type of guy I actually am. And I think they know that like, I'm going to do nothing but help the team. And I think that goes underrated until they kind of talk to you and hear you out, because when you sit there and you can kind of bullcrap anybody, And then when you get to sitting across from his face and looking him eye to eye, I think that really showed a lot of the teams, like, listen, like, this guy would come into our program and help us. And that's what I wanted to be, because there's no other reason why to pick up Graham Morgan is other than to help me or help the team. So, and that's exactly what I will do. And I think they understand that and realize that. Even if I say this to every single scout, I really do. If they want me to go get coffee every single day for them and they're going to pay me to do it, and I'll be on the football team and they draft me because of it, then I'll go get coffee every single day for them. So,
I like it.
Listen, you might bring you can go get them coffee, but they've looked at some of your tape and know you can watch what I do here. What's it? You can carry the water. See what I did there? You see what I did there? That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I've got to ask, too, how weird was it after, you know, obviously it felt like you'd been at Arkansas for about, you know, 16 years, actually like an NFL pro career there. How weird was it not going through spring practice and watching your buddy Bumper out there and just seeing the Hogs practice after all these years doing it yourself?
Yeah, it was weird. It was very weird seeing stuff on Instagram and Twitter and seeing all the posts and seeing, like usually when you saw the posts, you'd scroll through them and see where you were, see if you could see yourself in any of them. And now it's like, there's no scrolling. I know I'm not going to be in the picture, so it's weird. But I like, when I've been going back, I've been working out every day up there, and I go up there and see all the new guys and introduce myself, and I go and see all the old hats. Like Jalen Collins yesterday was like, "Hey, does it feel weird that you think you should still be playing on your 18th year?" Yeah, it does feel weird, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, listen, you got to be. Yeah, you have to be excited for next year to see what your team's going to, what those Hogs are going to be doing. Just looking at what's coming.
Yeah, how did they look? You got some obviously new linebackers, new people. What do you think?
Oh, I'm so excited for the linebacker. I think if you go back and pull up every single tape, even my tape from the Outback Bowl after the game, you hear me saying the linebackers will be in great hands. I'm a firm believer of, because one, Dan Pittman, Barry Odom, Michael Shear, and Bumper Pool. And so that's the fact right there. So, and they're looking the part, they're being the part, they're acting the part. Everything about that group is exciting to watch. But no, the team alone, when you return KJ Jefferson, a big leader on defense such as Bumper, Jalen, and then you return your coordinators, that's a big statement, especially after going 9-4. So
well,
it's exciting.
I wanted to ask you too, I know you probably won't say again, but I wanted to ask, growing up as a kid, did you have an NFL team that you followed? My first guess would be the Cowboys, but I could be wrong. Would you be willing to share that as a kid who you followed and cheered for?
Yeah, most definitely. So I definitely was a Cowboys fan. And then when I came to college and I'm best friends with John Stephen Jones, it's hard not to root for the Cowboys.
Sure.
I definitely was a Cowboys fan. Obviously, I know wherever I go, I'm not going to just be a Cowboys fan unless it's at the Cowboys. So, but it turns into a business, and I've realized that more in these last 4 months than I ever have, that this is so much of a business than it is I'm looking at guys around tackle people. So, I'm excited to be able to say that I was a Cowboys fan, and I'll always have a special place mark because I grew up loving them my whole life. But until I'm done playing football, it'll whatever team I'm on is be my number one team.
Well, we'll be cheering for you, regardless of what team you go for. I know that just being an Arkansas kid, but I know one thing we'll be doing is that I'll take some of that big red stuff that you've done, and all I got to do is just add to it Arkansas Razorback and blah 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 NFL team Grant Morgan. That's what I'm going to put on there.
Well, Grant, I know your father-in-law Craig Henson, and I imagine if you go to be a Cowboy, he'll be very happy with that decision.
Oh yeah, he'd love it. He'd love it. But knowing him, he'll love anywhere I go. He's just a guy who just loves watching me do what I do. So
that's right.
He'll love everywhere, but he'd love me being a Cowboy.
You know what's crazy? Before we let you go, is to think about this. So remember, Grant, this was the first time, and I remember once I went to the SEC Media Days, guys. And I heard a story about an A&M player doing an interview with like Aggie magazine and getting paid. So I thought, crap, if they're gonna allow him to do that, we need to jump on the bandwagon here at the Buzz. And so what a great experiment it was first year to be able to do this, Grant, with you and Jalen Catalan before he got hurt, KJ Jefferson and Bumper. It was a fun ride. It was something we'd never seen before. Never could we call a player the week of a game and talk about the past week or the upcoming game. It was really a fascinating deal. And then to see your relationship with Big Red, to go see you shoot TV commercials, it's something I don't know what NIL is going to evolve into. I'm sure there are going to be some tighter rules coming down the pipe at some point. But it was interesting and fun to do this with you this year, and I thought you did a tremendous job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was very interesting, very fun. It was fun to learn while doing instead of learning and seeing from afar. Like, it was fun to be able to jump right on the fire and learn it. It worked out just being certain 6 months where I could get my feet in it, but I can get out before it gets crazy, I guess.
Right.
So, it was great. And I was excited that y'all chose me to be able to talk every single week. You know me, it's not hard to talk ball or just talk and shop with everybody. So it was fun. I was excited that you chose me, but thanks for it, too.
Well, listen, good luck. Good luck this week. And we're going to be watching and rooting for you. And maybe we can get you on, man, in the next week or two afterwards. And you can tell us sort of your excitement about where you're going to be taking it to the next level.
Yeah, good luck, brother.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right,
buddy. Thanks.
Thanks,
Grant Morgan, appreciate everybody.
You, buddy.